Go Toad. See ya. Told you. Time for sports. You know, going out to a ball game used to be one of the joys of summer for a family. Nowadays, in many cities, well, maybe Bill Gates' family can afford it, but ticket prices are going up along with A-Rod's salary. Families who used to go out to a game several times a year now have to save up to go to a baseball game like it was a trip to Disneyland or something. Howard Bryant, our sportsman and senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine, joins us now. Morning, Howard.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What's changing in the stands? You notice a difference in the people who are sitting there and watching ball games?
Well, certainly. I think it depends on the market. And if you're talking East Coast, if you're the big East Coast baseball fan, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, to a lesser extent, but certainly New York and Boston, the old-time baseball fan who could go to 10 or 11 games a year, it's just too expensive. Whenever I go to Fenway Park, when I grew up there, so many of my friends now talk about having two or three kids, and it just doesn't work anymore. You've got $55 to go, for box seats, plus $35 for parking, or in the playoffs, $50 for parking. $200 to go to one baseball game.
Mm. Now, of course, the teams say, but look at our payrolls, because fans demand a winner, and that's what we got to do.
Well, exactly, and that's the balance. And the salaries of the game have gotten so enormous. The TV money is so enormous that it really is a money story. And I think what ends up happening is that you've got to choose, and you've got to choose between whether or not you want to be part of this mega billion-dollar industry or whether you're going to try to do it different ways. And I think this is one of the reasons why you have so many minor league teams here around the area that are actually thriving, because yeah, for a family of four, big league baseball is a very, very difficult proposition. And I think what's really interesting about it as well is on the East Coast, that's the balance. Mm-hmm. When you go to the Midwest, you go to a place, I just came back from Pittsburgh a couple days ago, you've got a public that paid $216 million from their taxes for a new stadium, and you've got a team that's going to lose 90 games that hasn't had a winning record since 1992. Mm-hmm. And the big question there is, well, how much more can we ask of the public? The good news for Pittsburgh fans is that even though their team is pretty much terrible these days, you can go to the game for under $20. And so that's one of the places where you can actually still have a family go to a ball game.
Yeah. Well, you can get in to see him even if you don't often see him win.
That's exactly right.
Chicago Cubs, of course, were sold this week for the largest price ever paid for a baseball franchise. If you calculate that according to World Series victories, it's a particularly outrageous price. But
when you said Go Toads, I thought the Cubs had changed their name.
ooh.
That was cold, wasn't it?
Well, as Toads tend to be, cold-blooded. Howard, I wonder, is that just phenomenal where you can get 2.5 million people to come out to watch a baseball team lose?
Well, I think in the Cubs' case, it's a very interesting phenomenon because – and I remember talking to Dusty Baker about this when he was managing there, that the Cubs had the best balance of both, mm-hmm. that you had this big market and this phenomenal stadium and this great environment, and the fans weren't so cutthroat about the winning and losing because they were at Wrigley and it was the fan experience that was really part of being a Cubs fan. And then after 2003, when they came so close to making the World Series, and then everything collapsed, that there was a real change in the attitude with Cubs mm-hmm. fans. And now they're getting closer to that Boston-New York mentality of win now or else. And, by the way, you also have to spend $120 million yeah. a year to do it.
And the long-term interests of the game are served by this division or not?
I think the long-term interests are not served by it, which is why I think in 2011, when you see the collective bargaining agreement expire, you're going to see a lot of demand for salary cap, and you're going to see that be the big battle that shut the game down back in 1994. The problem that I have with this is even if you bring in a salary cap, does that really mean that prices are going to be lowered for the fan? I I've never seen that happen. I don't think it's going to happen here, but I think that's going to be where the next battle is fought.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine. Going to talk to Spike Lee now. Thank you, Howard.
Outstanding.